starting to. Maybe they don't want to. But
well, he still has fans here, you know? This is for all the fans in Germany, actually. This is Senior Siebert calling. I don't need to tell who I am because everybody here knows it anyway. But there's German fans who really want to hear Dr. Fred Bell's health, science, and energy show on bbsradio.com.
This is Wesley Snipes, and when I'm divinely inspired and spiritually
good evening, and welcome to the second episode of Mission Possible Show. I decided last week that I was going to change the name of this show. Yeah, I'm the boss, RJ, and yes, you are listening to bbsradio.com, and I am telling you that we are going to continue the conversation this evening. You know, after I did my show last week, I got off the phone and I said to myself, I must be getting real old. I said, because I was just flipping through names and talking about Watergate as if it was everybody's dish on everybody's plate and that they had all understood what happened back there in 1972. And I said, what a terrible assumption. How can you reach people to reach them? And I said, I know this time I will rectify this by opening up the show with a sermon about how we are protected through God's truth. We are protected from evil. The evil ones, when they realize the situation, oh my goodness, folks, they're going to be dazed. Oh, they're having a good time now. Their eyes will stare, though. And they will be without an expression and never, never will they ever be able to enjoy themselves again. And their necks, oh, as the truth comes out, oh, it'll just be so outstretched in terror. Yes, their heads will be uplifted in terror because the judgment will come from on high, not from us, but from on high. And their hearts will either open or they will become empty of all hope. And for an individual who is empty of all hope or intelligence, it's kind of like describing what the physical ailments of might be when the heart empties of the blood, when the circulation stops. It will be like this in this state when they press forward towards the judgment, folks. God's revelations will gain ground in spite of man's selfish opposition. Revelation leads us out of darkness into the light. There have been many conflicts with evil over the ages, but the good have always won. I do know this. God's plan is unity, and it will be realized, and it will prevail. Evil arose from pride and from the warping of man's will. God's mercy is an antidote. God is the source of all things. He knows his own people whom he will gather to himself. And my father, Dangerous George Williams, said, learn to celebrate God's praises. He said, learn humility and worship and serve God all your life. Yes, folks, This is the secret to success, to dedicate your entire life. When you discover that you're not living it, it's living you, and that you want to go with the flow because you are on the right path. You see, tonight it's June 24th, 2007, and a lot of things have been happening since I last spoke to those of you, and I made an important decision, and that is that I wasn't going to let any call-ins in, and I wasn't going to have any guests in the future for a while. I am in a retreat mode as I try to gather to me the kind of people who would like to review what has happened. You see, good questions. Like Donna Fox, the host that comes before me, you'll see. We follow each other even in destiny. Even as I come, Mr. Destiny comes, Robert Camp, and the numbers and the facts, so that we can all figure very quickly what next. And we all know in our hearts what next. Dr. Leonard Horowitz knows what's next. Love is what's next. The acceptance of absolute pure joy and love, love and joy. Yes. Donna even started off her show. It was as if we were in tune with the infinite, the like attracting like in the universe of plenty. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Episode 2. Oh, yes, the mission is possible. With God, all things are possible. You know, you could insert yourself in there. If you truly are on the path, you can feel the power surging up inside of you, saying to you, you are divine. Yes, you are part of the spirit. And here you are on earth volunteering for a glorious mission. Mission possible. And you're listening to your host. Yes, yes, yes. Boss RJ. Now, some of you out there are starting to put two and two together in an understanding that perhaps this individual may have split personalities. And I said, well, just like a Sergeant Lee, he said, we are not all one thing. We are parts and sums and totals of many, many things. And as we integrate them all together, the picture, the puzzle comes together. It's a beautiful process. It's a process of the free will and the lessons that we learn and the rewards or punishments that we receive will all be written. And they're in the book. Yes, the glorious book. Every book of inspiration. Pick one up. Pick one up. You know, as you hear tonight as I talk about Watergate 35, which I mean 35 years later, if you look at the news, folks, you can see they're still lying. Now, who's gone to jail already? Well, Libby's gone to jail. Well, who's Libby? Well, Libby had, he had a teacher. And that teacher used to be a Secretary of Defense. And that teacher's teacher used to work for somebody who had some valuable information. And so what's happening, folks, is that there is a need for us to really understand what the secret is. You see, we all know that it absolutely has nothing to do with national security. It has everything to do with the final, ultimate punishment for those who dare to rebel against God's plan, and that is the ultimate humiliation. That which I describe as the shame of it all. And that as soon as we, as a country, rid ourselves of this corrupt and disgusting way in which some of the people in higher places are behaving, we will not be that shining light that we could have been. We will recede into the past, and the dust will settle over all our hopes and dreams, for we will not be worthy of the promise But if at this very moment in time, we all decide to spontaneously make a mass motion for no more messing with the children. And that Mother Earth is sick. And that she can't afford to support another war. And so one more time, folks, we have got to gather up the strength to walk into the lion's den. We have got to summon up the courage to wind up the slingshot and hit the beast lovingly right between the eyes. And it's not too late. So many people have died because of what they have stumbled onto. So many people have been made to cry because their mothers and fathers don't come home at night. So many people have laid in the gutter for hours and hours and hours without getting any help because no one knows where help is. And yet, we sit and we salute. We sit and we stare. We sit and we say, oh, come on, wake up. But when you wake up, it's more like Clockwork Orange. You're going to need those little needles that he put in the eyes and hold your eyes open, folks, because you're going to have to look beyond this horror to see the light within. That the mission is to build a new foundation to rise up out of the ashes. To ask the children to tell, to get them some help, to know the children will never refuse to shine, even on those who have done heinous crimes, and that we can get to the healing without any more hurting, that we can stop the hypocrisy, that the true people who want to do the work will be summoned to help, that darkness will recede and the light will come forth, and this will be paradise like it was before. Can I say it anymore, folks? Can I channel anymore? Gosh, I'm just crazing myself out here. I want to thank, you out there, the listeners who are listening to me right now, because you have your own work to do, like Donna said. Y'all got all work to do. Now, some people would say, well, I'm going to tune out because I don't want to do the work, but you get ready to miss it. This is BBSRadio.com. And I'm the host, and I'm serious about going through Watergate, because until we really understand, I tap into the dictionaries and the things, and I look at it, and I go, why have these people been allowed to sit in the White House? Why is everybody keeping the big secret? And everybody said, what secret is that? I said, oh, my goodness, you all have to understand that when we decided to become anti-communist, that we said, forget you, Russia. You're no longer our ally. We can't trust you. We're going to stand over here and we're gonna set up something else between you and the world. And we're going to call that West Germany. And we're gonna get with the Brits and we're going to get with France and all our other Nazi friends. And we're going to get with America that made the war possible and all the people that backed the war. And we're going to rise again. Don't worry. Just like what Alexander Haig said to Bush when he was pacing outside the door because he had to deliver the note. And he was too chicken, you know what, to go in the office. He had to slip him a note. And that note's on record. You all go find it. You got your computers. Just do the work. And when you do the work, you'll see there's George Bush right in the middle of it. Poppy. Yes, Poppy. And when you look at this man, I want you to take a really good look at him, because you're going to see him a lot. And he shows up everywhere, but he never knows anything. How can somebody be so much in history, dancing in and out of it, benefiting from it, behaving as if he was royalty himself, lest he be an imposter, unless he be what we in the 60s considered to be an agent provocateur, and that his son is a provocateur too. You go to my website and you look at it. I'm ready to lay down my life. I'm ready. It's nothing without freedom. It's nothing without the truth. It's nothing. Nothing. Wake up. wake up. And when you do wake up, you better have some supplements. And you know when you wake up, they're going to be arguing whether or not you can swallow your vitamin C. They're going to be arguing whether or not you're going to eat or drive to work. You all have decisions to make. You know what they say about decisions? The time of absolute certainty never comes. It's interrupted by things called decisions. We all have one to make. We all have one to make. I consider myself to be more like Paul Revere in history. Yes, 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 yes. I must tell you folks that there is a truth, yes. We all know that there's disease, but how we're attacking it, that's the problem. You see, the people that we have in charge now, they think everything is a weapon. I mean, they use everything as a weapon.
Is it a weapon? Oh, yeah, we found out that aspartame, NutraSweet, oh, yeah, it'll make people go mad. Oh, it causes lesions in the brain.
Really?
Oh, we should test this some more. Lesions in the brain, you say? Oh, that we can use that. Yeah, we got too many people with we got to slow these people down. We need them, labor. We need them. That's what Adam Smith is. Adam Smith. Everybody, you know, you all need to read Wealth of a Nation. You all need to read it real quick so you can wake up and understand that they're following Adam Smith. They're not following anything other than the fact that the state and the state exists for the buildup and the support of war. These men are following another, you see. And that another is our brother. And our brother, he's part of the promise. And he's doing his job, you see. I really have to tell you, that's why I feel so hopeful, folks, because I can see it coming. It's leaking out all over the place, and they can't stop it. They don't have no mind to stop it, you see, because they're giving up. And they say in Dianetics, and I went through that kind of thing, too, you know what I'm saying? I was into that, too, and I still am. There's so much wisdom in Dianetics. It says that you discover that when an organism wants to die, it sometimes doesn't just want to die. It wants to take a whole bunch of people with it. Well, you know, when you look at the news and you look at the press and you look at the events since Bush has taken office, you can also look at his health. And you can see that he has lost consciousness a couple of times. He fell off his bike a couple of times. He's lost his balance a lot over this past time. And he's only 61 years old, you know what I'm saying? So we know that the aspartame is affecting his brain. And somehow or another, Donald Rumsfeld, he's gone, so we don't have to worry about his. But wherever his brain is, it's doing really weird things. This NutraSweet that they allowed everybody to do and let sit in the hot sun in Iraq, and the boys are just happy to have a soda, you know, and they drink this stuff. It's got meth alcohol in it. Well, everybody knows what that does. It makes you loony. So there's so many things that you can look at that these people have done. Even when they started the whole war back in 91, they wasn't ready. Oh, they talk about preemptive strike. You know what that is? That's a fool's mission. A fool's mission. And a fool's mission is not possible. Not possible. But it fails, and we're supposed to learn things from it, but we've never learned anything from it, folks. Oh, you could tie it to Watergate, because you know there was two things that were going on in Watergate that made that whole thing happen. First of all, well, three things, actually. There was Seymour Hersh, you know, in the Pentagon Papers, and Ellsberg. Wow, that was something. Not for Nixon, because at first he didn't see it as any big thing. He just read it in the paper and said, that ain't no big thing, you know. But then Alexander Haig, he came in, and he was like, it's a big thing, you know, 600,000 some odd classified documents that have been leaked and la, 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 la. See, there's the lie. You know what I'm saying? The lie is leaked. Now, it needed to be seen because, see, they were trying to save boys' lives. And they were just trying to show America the hoax. And the hoax was that Vietnam, we was losing badly, had been losing badly. The French lost. You know, we took it over from the French, and then we just fueled it, saying, we're going to beat them, we're going to beat them, all through the 50s, all through the 60s, and now it's like 72, and there's all these people saying, you ain't going to beat nothing, you're swatting their flies, these people are going to kick your booties, you know, and they're all with the, we're going to bomb them into the, you know, 25th century. It didn't work. And Seymour Hersh, he picked this ugly, ugly scab. And then Clifford Irving came along in 72 with his hopes to say, well, you know, let's see, is he alive or what? Is he alive? And he said, well, if he isn't, You know, I make a lot of money because he ain't going to mind if I write his autobiography. But boy, by 72 of March, yeah, they was worried. They were really worried because there were things that were said in that book. And everybody should just go and get that book, too. Help that man out. He's in his 80s, but you buy his book, you know, it's a good thing. You see, these are the people that told the truth. The way you can support them is by buying their books. And I'll tell you something. I'm going to get my website up, and you can do me a favor, because when you buy them through Mission Possible Show, I can get a little something, something, something to keep this radio show going. So that's the only thing I want, is so that I don't have to be coming out of my pocket to come to you to explain to you the things that they uncovered a long time ago that they covered up like cat, you know what. And now it's time for us to let it out. And see, the way you let, because, like, the way you let it out is just by following the bodies. Now, Mission Possible, when you looked at Mission Impossible, they showed you all the intrigue and the intelligence. Well, intelligence is a good thing. Intelligence should be fact, not with them. But with Mission Possible, everything that I'm telling you is fact. Everything that I'm telling you is not conjecture. Everything I'm telling you is coming out of a book. You say, what book? Well, in the book, when it's happening. The book that I'm referring to now is the Presidential Transcripts. And it has commentaries by the staff, by my main man, Bob Woodard. Boy, if there's anybody I'd like to have me call me before I come up missing, and that is I would like to speak to Bob Woodard, because I do believe that the two of us together would be able to just, excuse the expression, lick the plate clean, and then we can start with not just the impeachment hearings, but we can just start with the entire worldwide judgment of these people and connect them all up. Putin, Blair, stepping down. Where are you going? I mean, every time it gets hot, and you feel like, that's why I know the Democrats are in on it too, and all the people that are running right now, they just want it all to go away. Shh, 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 don't say that. I mean, get out of here. Don't talk about that. And I'm saying, well, if we don't talk about this, then we ain't never going to get to it. And that's why Mission Possible exists, because we need to talk about this. But you say, well, you won't let me in on the conversation. I said, exactly, because until you do the work, folks, until you really understand why it is you don't really know, and that's why you can have all this stuff written in history books, and our president say, history, oh, it really doesn't matter what you find out about what I'm doing. Y'all going to be dead soon anyhow, you know, and that's how that's paraphrasing from Bob Woodard's book, the second of the trilogy, what is it, Plan of Attack. His third book, State of Denial, how it's 2006, and Donald Rumsfeld is trying to squirm when in 2000 it was, you can't bypass me. I'm the Secretary of Defense. I'm the Secretary of Defense two times. I'm the golden boy. Well, I'm the one that pushed NutraSweet on the world. Well, I'm the one that defected all these brains. Well, I'm the mass killer of the century. You can't tell me. You see? And then they transformed the army. That's why people don't want to, you know, really be dealing with these troops over there, because it was, like, really serious recruitment. You bought that, an army of one. Well, now you an army of one, and you over there in Iraq, and you got to take it because you're under contract. You got so many benefits. You're paying for your own this, you're paying for that. Your family sending you care packages if you back in the 15th century, you see. And soon, you're going to understand that Saudi Arabia is all in it, and we need to get rid of Prince Bandar, and we need to get rid of all these people that be whispering in Bush's ear and kissing him on the lips, and all the people that he be hugging. I ain't never seen a president to hug so many people. This man has no decorum. He has no diplomacy. He has taken the office. And my father said, if you can't respect the man, respect the position that he holds. So I have all my life respected the office of the president of the United States. It's just been that all my life, the men who hold the office don't respect the office. Somehow or another, they see it as some big jewel. Like, they get to, like Donna was saying, Emerald City. They're on their way, but on the way, the witch tempts them. And the only way you can get there, it seems, now, is if you are willing to be blackmailed, if they have something on you. So, you know, folks, I really want you to understand, I don't think there's a person running right now on either side or any of the sides that is even worthy of being looked at. The person that is going to come to try and lead us out of this mess is going to be a real holy person. It's going to be somebody that's really, really holy. And what I mean by that is an individual who has taken taking the time to integrate the power of God in their life. You see, I had never seen so many people that were demonstrating how much they're for God now. Oh, Hillary Clinton gone, it's like it's in vogue. You have to have faith. You gotta have heart. All of this. And I'm like, where were you people? And how could you have heart when you know that from the first moment, the glorious moment that you got into the higher power of things, you let us down. All of them are letting us down. I can't tell you folks, you know, everybody's like crazy about Nancy Pelosi being the Speaker of the House, but she ain't said nothing lately. Here's a woman who's been in San Francisco all her life, Diane Feinstein being in the city. You know these women are Democrats, and yet they can't sing the song. They can't point out the wrong. Somehow or another, there's somebody above all of these people got a gun over their head. Now, I know Diane ain't gonna sing it because she had the Donald DeFries and the SLA and the whole thing from San Francisco down to Los Angeles, had everybody scared to go out of their house, shootings and burnings and cremations, and then, you know, you can't do that, the zebra killings, all of these things, these were all the dirty tricks that the Republicans would play all through the 70s, but you read it and it goes in one ear and out the other. You see, they got y'all mind control to believe that they don't do those things anymore. Well, they do, and they got good at it. And I'll tell you something else, if you really look at your history, you know that they can fabricate a plane that is light, very light, that it is the bomb. What it does is it's made of aluminum. And aluminum, when you have a thermite reaction, is very powerful substance. So here you go. You fill it full of some kind of paste, right? And you put the detonator in there, right? And that's going to create this molten stuff, you know, that just starts to just go. And then, if you already have the charges set, you've got the fire, well, you could say to the people, oh, this burned so hot that it collapsed. But when you really look at it, folks, when you really look at it with your life, I really want you to look at it with your life. They're laughing at us. They're giggling, and I want to get to the giggle. I want to get to the giggle when the prosecutors, all the people who are laying in wait, all the people who don't believe in the 911. You see, it's hard for me to believe Bush's story or anybody's story because he wanted us to get over it so quickly, you know. I was looking at the presidential, and y'all have to do your own homework, go into the White House government, go back to September 11th, and read the two press briefings that came from the plane that he was flying. And here's where I felt that today I really needed to say this to everybody so that you understand that my heart has gone out to 80 children who have been dissed and have been incarcerated and maybe murdered. Some of them are hushed up and are scared. But I'm going to tell you, we don't need your testimony. We know exactly what these people have done. We know exactly why they do what they do. They can't help themselves. They truly believe that when they do what they do and they sacrifice you, that they are actually working for some higher, they really believe that they are working for God, but God is going to get them. You don't have to do a thing. And you can come out into the light. Like Diana said, you can come out. You can tell your story, Morning Glory. You can tell. And what you see, you tell. You start a cavalcade of truth that they can't cover up. That it just rises up. And you just keep heaping it up until it just stinks so bad that nobody can walk by it without saying, man, that's a whole lot of crap you got there. That, what crap? I don't see no crap. You see the crap? I see, yeah, it really smells terrible. What are you talking about? I don't smell nothing. And they're like falling over with their denial in terms of what it is. And we need to get them. We know they exist. This is for our children that we need to do this, folks. And everybody that I'm sending my message out to, I'm hoping that you all download or go to bbsradio.com and you really pay attention to me and what I'm saying. It's not a power trip here. It's kind of like you want to wake up and you better look at the future generation. You better look at them and you better ask them some good questions. Because they're not gonna really understand, because they're gonna say, Reverend Roxy said, you're supposed to ask me some questions, Mom. You're supposed to ask me, Dad, you're supposed to be talking to me. You're not supposed to be doing these things. I have to go. I have to go find myself some wisdom. And when you do that, kids, I'm talking to you too, when you hear this tape, when you hear this back, I'm telling you, go within. The spirit is within. And don't let anybody take your happiness away from you. Find your happiness. Find it and hold on to it. When you're young, play with your friends. Don't fight them. I was telling a parent the other day, I was saying, hey, you know, the difference between a fight and playing is that when you tell them to let go, they do. You know, the difference between playing and fighting is you don't end up in the emergency room, you see. The feet, you know, the things that we never tell our children, you know, the feet were made for the ground, not other people's shins. You see what I'm saying? It's like, we're not paying attention, and our children are growing up, and they're growing up not guided by their intellect and the divine. They're guided by their passions, and their passions are everywhere. Their passions are everywhere, and parents want to make their children so happy that they're buying into the idea of edible vaccines. You see, it just goes from one thing to the next, and all of these old men, they ain't going to be around to eat the potatoes that they have adulterated. Watson, I'm sorry, elementary Watson, the man that invented DNA. You see what I'm saying? He's all for GMO. What does he know? He's like 102. You know what I'm saying? What does he know? He doesn't care. But it's good for him to be paraded around and for him to say that the GMO industry is a good industry, that farming your pharmaceuticals. Well, that might have been a good idea when there wasn't so many hungry and we're getting ready to steady go into a famine state. I mean, people are going to want to steal the food, but they won't see it as stealing. They'll see it as, oh, look at my good pleasure here. I got all these potatoes. Come on, let's eat. Everybody eats the potatoes. Why? Because they look like regular potatoes. They don't read the signs because I can't read. You see what I'm saying? We're talking down the line, and any hope we have of survival, whatever's left, it's going to be more like the Greek Tantalus. You know the story of Greek Tantalus, where he was made because he ate of a god. He served that god to his own. You see, it's kind of like eating meat, you know? It's kind of like that, you know? You serve up your own kind. And even in these wicked Satan ceremonies, they do this. They do it for real, folks. Oh, man, I hope some of you will call me when I do take calls, and you'll tell me your story, because I'll believe it. I'm not naive. I know to the lengths at which these men do. It's the fact that the press knows, too, because some of the press is in on it. It's really hard to get hold of this story and get it out there. But I'm going to tell you something. Y'all need to go and check it out. You need to go and check it out. You need to visit a woman named Noreen Ghosh. Yeah, I don't know if it's Ghosh or Gosh, but you know, she had a son that was kidnapped back in the 80s. And now she see him hugging Bush on television, asking him questions, and she's like, I got questions. And I want a question. Of all the 50 states and possessions and the places to keep Bush safe, they went to Nebraska. Isn't that interesting? Because that's exactly where all of you could go and find out about the conspiracy of silence and all of that that was back in the 80s where they quieted it all up when Bush was running for president back then. Well, all that money from Iran-Contra and all those pimps and prostitutes and drugs and dictators and everything, Reagan and Bush, they was all happy. They was giggling. They was giggling, folks. And they had us all stirred up. By then, we didn't know who to believe. We just knew we couldn't have Reagan. And so what'd they deliver us to? Operation Star. They gave us a man from Arkansas who was as dirty as you could possibly be and be in the Democratic Party. And you know, he had a black man that did his bidding and raised him a lot of money for his campaign. And he gave him a job as secretary, first black secretary of commerce. And you know what happened to him, Ron Brown. And you can type his name and Google it and find out what happened to him. It all has to do with the money. If you go back in history, you'll really understand that Roosevelt himself was the Secretary of Commerce, and he worked with the Navy, and it all has to do with the Navy, because the Navy has everything to do with oil, and everything to do with protecting the tankers, and these people ain't doing national security, they're doing big business security, and they want us to jump through all the hoops, but I'd rather be more like Cuba and say, well, let's embargo, let's boycott, let's find ways of weaning ourselves off of their dependency and not do it before it's too late. I got Bush lying on Cuba. You can go and look at it. It's in his speech. You can look at it. It's one from Miami-Dade, Florida. I'll have it on my link as soon as my website's up. You can go there. Everything I'm telling you, I've written down. It isn't like I'm making this stuff up, because if I did, I'd be out of time before I even got to anything good. But I'm setting you up, folks, because we're out to checkmate stupid, you see. you have to really understand how important it is. These men have stolen our money. These men have stolen our children. These men have sent our men and boys and now girls off into wars and corrupted their morals and corrupted their ethics and corrupted everything in the name of freedom, and has misbehaved and has sent our military all around the world, taught them how to misbehave so that they would anger, so that we would have these riots, that people would not accept those of us who know that our genius is all for peace and freedom, and that we love and that we understand, and that we too have to take to the streets like they are and demonstrate. But it's scary when you know that the politicians are all hooked up with the police and the police enforcement, and that the police have been given all these sophisticated weapons that they don't have no problem using. You see, that's the Nazi Germany, you see. And that's been happening for some time. You know, it's kind of funny when people tell me, well, you know, this Patriot Act. I said, man, well, where you been? I mean, there was a no-knock law. I mean, there was intrusion. I mean, they, as people were trying to get a handle on it after they had the Sharon Tate killings and then they gave us all these mass killings and all the stuff. People are willing to give up their rights, and so they don't know that when these congressmen and whatnot react to all of these planned dirty tricks that are still going on today, that they're doing themselves in. That's why there isn't one person, I tell you, there isn't really one person in Congress, a senator or congressman, that I believe in. There's a lot of people that are putting Ron Paul up in my head. I'm like, how can you live in the belly of the beast? And for so many years, you have to sometimes take a stand, and you got to say what you got to say, and you know. There's so many people in the Republican Party that don't want Bush, didn't want Bush. Even back in 1972, they didn't want Nixon. They were told that they were going to have Nixon. They didn't have a chance to have a convention in 72. And this is what this is all about. This is the usurping. And why was they usurping? Because it had to do with what happened in 63. And what happened in 63 had to do with what happened in 45. And what happened in 45 had to do with what happened in 43. And when you go back and you go back and you go back, you go back to clipper ships, where they had to do things so that they could sail the ocean seas and bring back the opium. And after that, once they got that opium, they created another kind of opium, other people's money. And they became bank robbers and swindlers. And we have lived through the most horrendous scandals in banking, and we somehow or another seem to find trust in our friendly banker. And I'm like, how do you get this way? You don't get this way by trusting in God. No. You're trusting in something else. You're trusting in something that somebody done said to you, because you know none of it makes sense. And when people point out the fact that none of it makes sense, you know where they end up. They end up in jail. Isn't that just like the persecution of the old, which is what these people are owed? And the former things will soon pass away. Now, you know, we have the Patriot Act, but I believe that my testimony about the American government is one that break-in into Democratic National Committee was a test. And they were being tested by the outside to see if they could protect the person that they have at the top. And the man at the top, he's working both sides, both the Democrats and the Republicans. That's what's so funny about the whole thing, that when they had him to write and all the evidence was in and that the cover-up was there, the Democrats never, ever, ever went for the jugular. They said it would serve no purpose and that it was better that we just go on. And McGovern lost in a landslide for Nixon. And all the time we're moving on. And for 2 years, people were tearing their hair out because they knew that this man was covering up, that he was what? Lying. And now today we know that our president is lying, and he's misbehaving. Why? Because he's a son of a bee, a son of a banker. He's a son of a man. He is so bad, folks. He is such a devil. I mean, he is so hurt. He is so tragically wounded by all that he knows and he has seen. And they put him in the Oval Office, and they've given him babysitters like Condoleezza Rice, who believes that she's gone beyond blackness, gone beyond Alabama, and she is now accepted in the international community because her mentor, Paul Wolfowitz. But look what happened to Paul. I'm telling you, these evil people are going to go down. And what are they going down with? Oh, he got a girlfriend. You see, it's ethics. But how can you have ethics if you never practice ethics? You look at these people up close and personal. All you have to do is look at Cheney. He was a check kiter. He was involved. He was the number three check kiter in the Congress that was a past congressman. And you look at him, why are you going to pass off checks that you don't have money for? Or who? What kind of account is this that you paid this off in tens of thousands of dollars and they floated you a loan? And then when it's all over, the Congress just slaps everybody on the wrist and looks the other way and puts him in the White House. Well, you know what's happening, folks. And I'm telling you now, until I come up missing, and I may come up missing, because I'm telling you, I do know that these men must be stopped. You know, Hitler said in one of his interviews, he said, you know, they could have stopped me early on. We weren't as popular and we wasn't as powerful as we are now. Now there's no stopping us. There's no stopping them, folks. Yeah, they said God's going to stop them. We don't need to do a thing. As a matter of fact, it's already happening. As we speak, the foundation, the very foundations upon which they stand. Because like my father said, standing on a lie is like standing on an ice cube in the middle of the ocean. You're bound to fall off. The presidential transcripts that Nixon released to the public in May of 1974 said it was a complete transcript of Nixon's tapes, the most extraordinary and revealing White House document ever made public. Except for one thing, they forgot to leave out the most important, you know, presidential transcript that they kind of somehow or another lost, but that was June 23rd, and that was yesterday. And I thought it'd be kind of interesting for you to understand exactly. For those of you, you can go type it and read along with me. But here's the president on June 23rd when he said he didn't know much about this until Dean started talking to him in March of 73. The president on June 23rd in his Oval Office is having a discussion with Bob Haldeman, and the president says, how do you call him in? And he's talking about Gray. He's talking about the FBI. He says, I mean, you just, well, we protected Helms from one hell of a lot of things. And then Haldeman says, that's what Ehrlichman says. And the president says, of course, this is a hunt. That will uncover a lot of things. You open that scab, there is a lot of things, and that we just feel that it would be very detrimental to have this thing go any further. This involves these Cubans, Hunt, and a lot of hanky-panky that we have nothing to do with ourselves. Well, what the hell? Did Mitchell know about this thing to any much of a degree? And Haldeman says, I think so. I don't think he knew the details, but I think he knew. And the president says, He didn't know how it was going to be handled, though, with Dahlberg and the Texans and so forth. Well, who was the asshole that did it? Is it Liddy? Is that the fellow? He must be a little nuts. And Haldeman says, he is. And the president says, I mean, he just isn't well screwed on, is he? Isn't that the problem? Haldeman, no. But he was under pressure, apparently, to get more information. And was, as he got more pressure, he pushed the people harder to move harder on pressure from Mitchell, apparently. Oh, Mitchell. Was that that point that you made on this, that exactly what I need from you is on the, Haldeman then answers, gemstone, yeah. This conversation took place on June 23rd, 1972, and it was a tape that is now called the smoking gun tape. Had this tape been submitted, had the president truly been honest, and this is what I'm trying to tell you folks, how much these men will lie. Oh, that's why the repentance and the revelations are going to be so big as they all try to get right with God, because it's not too late. There could be an amnesty, like there was for Nixon. But first, you have to admit to what it is that you're doing. Had this tape been submitted, there would have been no doubt that the president was in on the cover-up. You see, See, when you really look back, it was in 1969 that he swore the oath and he became the 37th president. But how could he do that when he was so dirty? Well, he did it because he needed to cover, and he was now willing to work for the man that was pulling the strings of the Democratic Party, and all he had to do was say, "Uncle, I'll do it." And his attorney general claims that the presidential powers to permit wiretappings and to court supervisions and the Fourth Amendment and to subvert domestic groups and to work within, all of that was done, you see. And they combined the FBI and the CIA and the NSA and everybody all into one agency under Nixon and under Bush, you see, who was out there in the perimeters making the things happen. He was the crisis man. He was the man you went to bat for. He was a pitcher, so he knows how to throw a good curve. So what I'm saying to you is that this is the way I follow the story, and the story is such, he says to him, well, in paraphrasing, you can look it up or I can read it to you, which is delicious. He says, well, there's no way we're going to have to pay that money. You know, he's willing to be blackmailed. He's willing to have them pay it. He's telling them that it's easy. All of this is going down, but we, the public, we don't get to hear these things. We don't get to see these things until 1999. And then the Texan is now ready to assume office, is ready to take the prize, and so to speak, that he was born to take, which is to usurp the United States government from within, to corrupt it, to make sure that it never rises, that they never have to worry about it again, taking their money. You see, gemstone. And then the president said, all right, I understand it all. We won't second-guess Mitchell and the rest. Thank God it wasn't Colson. And then Haldeman says the FBI interviewed Colson yesterday. They determined that it would be a good thing to do. And that's when they found out about all of the money. They found out all about the photographs and the transcripts and where the money was coming from. And the whole thing, 2, almost 3 years, we had to put up with lies. Are we willing now, in 2007, as we come into the election year, watch them lie some more? Or shall we bring them up on notice? Let's bring them all up on notice. Make them do their job, folks. Contact your congressman. Contact your senator. Contact somebody. Start writing. Writing, folks. Writing. It's, you know, email is good, but letters. Send those letters. Start writing letters. If you want, send me self the just envelopes, and I'll write the letters and stuff them for you. We have got to show them that we are watching, that they are not going to just cruise in like the missile was in the Pentagon and just set us all to wondering. You see, Watergate, you have to understand who he was hanging out with on that day in June 17. He was hanging out with a man named Robert A.B.P.L.A.N.A.L.P. Appelknopf. And he was the founder of a Precision Valve Corporation. And, you know, that's their favorite way of poisoning us with the aerosol can valve. You know, that's why I'm telling everybody, you know, the responsibility is, hey, my listeners, stop spraying things in cans. Don't put deodorants underneath your arms and stop using the aluminum sulfate. You know, start getting natural, use a little baking soda. You know, we have ways in which we can do this, folks. I just need to say these things. You say, well, are you going to be on the air a lot? Well, yeah, I am, because I have ways in which I do what I do. And I have people that support me in ways that I know. It's been that way all my life, and it's been a wonderful, wonderful journey. Donna compared my life to Dorothy, and yes, it has been, and there's no place like home, and there's no place like BBSRadio.com, where you're going to hear from some of the most incredible hosts, giving you the most in their all. We're going to hear from the priestesses with the leastest, and the hostesses with the mostest. You remember, call me, madam, but you can call me the boss, or you don't have to call me at all. I am a true teacher, but I am disinterested in whether you like what it is. I'm getting ready to tell you, just go get your facts, check them out, Jack, and know that I love all of you. You see, Watergate 35 is the way in which we pricked the scab that he didn't want us to prick, you see, because some of these people are still around that have benefited by the lie. Cheney and Rumsfeld and Bush. And you can see the acting kind of squirrely, and they're all kind of receding into the background. Bush, he's like, oh, I'm going to veto. I'm going to veto. I'm not vetoing. You'll see. You'll see. You're going to suffer. And I'm like, yeah, you're very vindictive. You learned that from your father and your father's father. You guys are very vindictive. You got a streak about you, man. You know, nobody really likes you. I don't even understand how anybody voted for you except that you snatched it. You see, you had to work hard. You know, you read Woodard's books, folks. In order for you to understand what I'm talking about and the level of shenanigans, y'all really need to get the trilogy. And the trilogy, you know, go to Amazon.com. Get yourself a used copy. They are out there. You know, The Commanders by Bob Woodard. Get the other one, what is it? And then, and you'll see him. You'll see him. Just get his books. He's on it. He's learned a lot since 1972. And he don't got Catherine the Great yanking his chain anymore. Although he needs to say a little bit more about that deep throat, because I don't believe the man that they say it is. This got to be somebody that refers to a woman, you know, and I think it was Catherine Graham that put him on the story, because her father, Eugene Myers, that guy, he was mafia, you know what I'm saying? So it ain't like he's going to upset Aristotle, you know. He's not going to upset Aristotle by upsetting Nixon. They were through with Nixon. They wanted to kill Nixon, but Mae Brussels, she put him onto the story, and so they couldn't kill him right from underneath him. So they kind of like just went after Agnew, and then they kind of left him out there in the stream alone. And then he floundered for a long time, and then they gave him his notice, and he vacated. Well, if that's the kind of government and democracy we want to give the rest of the world, then listen up, world. You're going to get to hear from Boss RJ to tell you you don't want none of this here democracy. This democracy, it's got no God in it, and that's the problem. There ain't no God in anything that these people are doing. And y'all need to bless the mirage that you are free. You know, mirages are really interesting because they'll make a person really believe that they've got some sustenance out there which to save their life and end up just, that's what it's like, folks, when you're following the evil chief, Mr. Deceiver, and you wake up every morning. You all better read the news. The news is there. It's there, and they're leaking it out all the time. Libby, 30 months. Ain't nobody discussing who he is and why is this man going to jail in the first place. Well, he said, I volunteer to go to jail so none of you else can go to jail. But they all need to go to jail, folks. They all have their own sins. And it's time to just kind of clean house. And that's what 2007 is all about. And the mission is possible. And this is BBSRadio.com. And I'm the host, the boss, RJ. And this is Mission Possible. And I'm going to take you out, you know, because I just love it. You know, we're talking about, you know, you can hear me on Inside Hour. I'm Reverend Roxy over there with Leonard Horowitz. And, you know, we are doing the music and everything that is coming up. And I thought there couldn't be anything I'd rather do than to kind of crank up the music a little bit and give you a little bit of... This is BBSRadio.com, and this is Mission Possible. Yeah, and you're listening to 528. And I know that I'm driving you crazy over there, but I know that it all works. In time, it all will work. Yeah. We're working on it, folks, because we got the music for your soul in 528. So check out Dr. Lynn and I on Tuesday, same time, you know, just a different day. And then, come on back to Mission Possible, because I got some more information for you. And check out Johnny. And go see if Noreen has found her son yet, Noreen Gosh. And go check out MaeBrussel.com. And go check out BBSRadio.com. And start listening, folks. Because if it isn't mainstream, it's on BBSRadio.com. And it's tight, folks. It's so tight, and it's so now, and the information that can be at your fingertips. Heck, folks, I want you to stay tuned, because you're going to learn how you can be a guest on Mission Possible, because we're going to have a little essay contest, and I want you to send to my mailbox, and I'm going to have it up, and I'll have it up. My page is going to be going up on Monday. I'm going to try and get a page up where you can email me and send me your essay. Who is your mentor? Tell me a living person that you would like to talk to and say
Thank you. Thank you for being in my life. I want to tell the world what you mean to me. We're going to spread the good news. We're going to use this show to show everybody with God, all things are possible. All you have to have is a telephone number at which to be able to call. So I want you to stay tuned. Next week we'll have all the details all worked out. And you guys start sending in your essays, and you can start sending them to me, Roxie, R-O-X-I-E, at Turtle Party, T-U-R-T-L-E, Party, P-A-R-T-Y.com. Yeah, send me your essay. Just title it, I Give Thanks in 528. I give thanks to that which has created me and that which and who has supported me in this life. This is the mission, and the mission is possible. One day, I'm going to get me a clock. And I'm going to know. Hey, Don, you out there, tell me how many minutes. Do I got any minutes? Because I know we're on auto. Speak to me, Don, or speak to me, Tech. Where's my audio person? Are they all going to sleep? Have they all go away and have some dinner? I'm out here. Well, I'm just going to go out with some music then, because I just love this music, and I love you all. I might say another thing, but I don't hear nobody on the line. They left me. I'm out here. You know, Watergate is a big thing. Yeah, this week it was July. If he had been truthful back then and answered the questions, we would have known. If he had said to his men, hey, you can't do this. But there was a reason why Nixon said you can't do this, because he's been doing it all along, and he's been doing it ever since he was alive. He was sent. The Bushes were sent. Alger Hiss, he was a victim. The Rosebuds, they were a victim. All of them were in their place. All of them had their ways. But I'll tell you something, folks. We can set this straight. We can set it all straight by just looking away and withdrawing from the negative. But first, let us give credit where credit is due. This is Mission Possible, signing off with the remaining with Scott Huckabee, Love 528.
This is Wesley Snipes, and when I'm divinely inspired and spiritually motivated, I listen to Dr. Fred Bell in the Health and Sciences Show on BBSRadio.com.